Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk on a Monday. Right now we're going to find out a little bit more. It's not a new company, but it is new to me, and I've been doing a lot of reading about Perfectus Livestock. And again, if you want to check out their website, if something clicks in your head, perfectuslivestock.com is a good place to go. But to find out more about Perfectus is Ray Scott. Ray, how are you doing today? You getting some sunshine?
I am. It was a good Easter weekend, and not a flake of snow in my area.
Oh, so you're not in the Jamestown area.
I'm not. No. I'm over by the Worthington, Minnesota area.
Okay. Well, you guys have quite the coverage area. You guys didn't even get a flake down there? I thought you guys were going to get some snow. You didn't get anything.
No, we had a little bit of rain, but nothing that moved the rain gauge very often. And, it's nice and sunny and still a little on the cool side, I think, for April. Yeah. I thought we should be a little bit warmer. But, you know, Mother Nature has had her own plans for the last, 6 months. We've had temperature swings of 30, 40, and 50 degrees, yeah, which typically we don't see. So I guess we just take it one day at a time.
I'm ready for anything based on last year. Last year was so weird.
I agree.
I'm ready for anything. All right. Well, Ray, since we got you on the phone, and I know that you're not just a local company or a regional, maybe you can even take it a step further, but PerfectusLivestock.com is the place to go. Tell us a little bit about Perfectus, because you guys, and obviously it has to do with the cattle, the livestock side, but you kind of are a company that covers all angles.
We do. It's kind of an all-in-one company. So we are an animal health company, and we have a full warehouse in Worthington, Minnesota, and we handle all the vaccines and antibiotics, anything that goes in or on an animal, we go ahead and provide to producers. But we also have a team of veterinarians that are at your disposal, and we also have a full nutritional staff. And when we talk about nutrition, our nutritionists really do something that not a lot of people are doing, and they base their diets off of amino acids. And, the old way of feeding cattle was off of crude protein. And that was developed back in the 70s and the 80s, and that model hasn't really changed. But what we found out is that cattle don't eat to meet the protein needs that their body tells them. They eat to meet the amino acid values that they need on a daily basis. And those amino acids are like lysine or methionine. And if you think about it, when you go to the gym and you want to add muscle and maybe gain some weight, and you always look for a protein powder. Well, in those protein powders, people that want to repair muscles and get bigger muscles, they look for something called BCAA, and that stands for branch chain amino acids. And why that's important to people that are going to the gym is when they go and they lift heavy weights, they tear those muscle fibers apart. And when they drink a protein shake with those branched chain amino acids in it, it fuses them back together, only bigger. Mm. And the more you do it, the bigger muscles you have. The same is basically for cows. Amino acids will add on muscle and build out frame. And it also is very good for the rumen. So when you're on an amino acid diet, not only are you building better cattle, but you're building also the gut health in the rumen. And that's good for disease prevention and overall health. And you also get better milk production out of cows, especially for cows and especially for dairy cows as well.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how long your company has been around. And obviously, it sounds like you guys have been doing this research for a while.
Yeah, we have Dr. Monty Curley, who is a retired professor from the University of Missouri, who has a research farm over by Illinois, and he has been with us since the inception of the company. Our company went through a name change probably about 2.5-3 years ago. We went from Prairie Livestock to Perfectus Livestock, and made some changes in just not how we do business, but basically just looking at our research farm and coming up with better ways to not only help cattle producers, but we also work with the swine industry. We also work with the dairy industry and the poultry industry.
Well, for the, I guess, the reasoning of our listening audience, we've got folks in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota that are listening. I know you cover that footprint as well as Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. And then you kind of speckle out into the eastern part. You're in Michigan and Pennsylvania. But how do folks, like, let's say in North Dakota, how do they work with you guys? Do you have representation here?
We do. We spend a lot of time in North Dakota. One of our territory managers, his name is Devin Strickers, and he basically has a second home in North Dakota. He lives up by Watertown, South Dakota, but he spends a lot of time in North Dakota working with producers, and our vet team goes up there quite often, and our nutritionists as well. And we cover everything, you know, from top to bottom, east to west, north to south in North Dakota, and work with a lot of people on their nutrition needs for feed, whether it's dry feed or liquid. We do a lot of vet calls and talking to producers about management and helping them work through any issues that they come up with. So yeah, we cover a lot of ground in North Dakota. I was up there about 3 weeks ago. We went and did some farm visits just northwest of Fargo, and then really made, I don't want to say I broke any speed laws in North Dakota, but we made it up to Botno at about 10:30 at night, and stayed over in Minot, made calls all the way back down to South Dakota in the next 2 days. So yeah, we cover a lot of ground when we're in North Dakota, and we absolutely love working with the folks up there.
And the sad news is, it was probably much nicer weather than it is today when you were here.
That's right. It was beautiful.
I'm curious, Ray, as far as the, you know, livestock is in your title for your company, but what kind of livestock are you, I'm assuming obviously beef cattle, but what other types of cattle or livestock do you guys contract for?
Yeah, we work with a lot of beef cattle, but we also talk to a lot of dairies, and we also carry show products. I know the show world is a big world, and you want to keep those animals in good shape, and we have a few people on staff that are very, very big into the show world that help people with whatever animals, whether it's cattle or hog or sheep or anything else. So yeah, we cover the gamut. We can also get into, if you're a sheep or a goat farmer, that's becoming actually very popular. The price of sheep and goats is still good. So we can work with the small ruminant end of things too.
So when somebody is working with you, are they working with you like across the board on everything, or can they just work with you like in a certain like feed or whatever it happens to be? Can they kind of pick?
And that's a good question. We have a lot of people that work with us on just a very specific part of their operation. They, for instance, may have a very good relationship with their own veterinarian, so they want to buy their vaccines and their antibiotics and things like that from their own vet. But they don't have a strong relationship with a nutritionist, and or they may not be happy with the results that they're getting on an average daily gain through their nutritionist. So we would work with them just on nutrition. Of course, we'd like to help them on every aspect, right, but we respect those boundaries because, you know, in North Dakota, if you have to have a calf pulled at 2 in the morning on a Sunday morning, Worthington is a long ways away. So we're probably not going to be your first call. It's going to be the person that's down the road, and we want to respect those relationships so that they can have their local vet. And it's important, too, because the local vet also spends money in towns. And, you know, small towns in North and South Dakota and even Minnesota, they need that local revenue. So we want to be very respectful of that.
Ray, what is a good first step if there's somebody out there on the cattle side and they're listening and they're liking what they are hearing, or they just want to find out if it's maybe for them? What would be a great first step?
For them, I think to go to our website at profectuslivestock.com, and you'll see all kinds of studies for nutrition. You'll learn about the people that will be working with you. And if if you like what you see, then just hit the contact button on the website, and we'll certainly set up a time where we can have a consultation over the phone and kind of find out what's going on with your program, and you know, what obstacles do you face, what do you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to change, what you'd like to keep the same, and really work with you on a very personal basis.
And again, we listed off a bunch of different states, but you have the upper Midwest pretty much covered from A to Z, and you have your own person for each state, maybe even multiple people for each state.
We do, yeah. For instance, the person I mentioned, Devin Strickers, covers North and South Dakota. We have one person that is in the Northeast with New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio. We do a lot of work with the Amish out there. Okay. And we have a couple of people in Iowa, a few people in Minnesota. And then we cross over into Montana, Wyoming, down into Kansas, Missouri. There's a lot of places that we cover a lot of ground with not very many people, but, you know, that's the way we like it. We're not afraid to jump in a car if we need to and head down and visit with somebody.
Any final words, Ray? Got to run here, but I got about a minute left. Any final thing that I didn't ask you about?
Well, I'll tell you, if you're turning cattle out now, onto grass, now is a good time to vaccinate for pink eye. And the one thing that we really like is we have a pink eye vaccine that is a self-boostering pink eye vaccine. I think everybody will like it. It's two milliliter shot. You give that a turnout, it's going to last you all the way through the time when either you do preconditioning or you bring them in for weaning. Really great product. If pink eye has been a problem for you, Bio One Pink Eye is the name of it, and we'd certainly love to talk to you but more about that.
Yeah, you got other vaccines as well, so I wish we had more time for it. But Ray, best way to get a hold of you guys, just go to the website?
Go to perfectuslivestock.com.
Very good. Ray, it was good to talk to you. Well, you are a little bit of a gab, aren't you? You got that media stuff.
I get paid to brag on this company all day long, and it's nothing I'd rather do than do that because I think we got the best company in the United States. So.
Fantastic. Ray Scott, appreciate the time, sir. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again soon.
Eric, I appreciate it.
All right, 22 past. We need to take a break. We're going to check the market.